Ancient Rome. In the beginning, ancient Rome began as a group of villages along the Tiber River, in what is now Italy. Around 750 before Christ, these villages united to form the city of Rome. Formation of Roman Republic. For more than 200 years, kings ruled Rome. In 509, before Christ, Rome became a republic. The Roman Senate was an assembly of elected representatives. It was the single most powerful ruling body of the Roman Republic. Patricians and plebeians. In the beginning, most of the people elected to the Senate were patricians. Patricians controlled the law, since they were the only citizens allowed to be judges. Plebeians had the right to vote, but could not hold public office until 287 BC, when they gained equality with patricians. Roman expansion. Under the leadership of ambitious generals, Rome's highly trained soldiers took over most of the land surrounding the Mediterranean. The ancient Romans called the Mediterranean Mare Nostrum, meaning our sea. Rome 117 AD. The end of the Roman Republic. A successful Roman general and famous speaker, Julius Caesar, was a governor of the territory of Gaul, and managed to take control of many nearby territories. Fearing him, the Roman Senate ordered him to resign, but he had other ideas. Caesar fought for control and won, becoming the dictator of the Roman world, ending the Roman Republic. The Roman Empire. Less than a year after gaining power, a group of angered senators stabbed Caesar to death on the floor of the Roman Senate. March 15, 44 BC. This caused a civil war that lasted several years. In 27 before Christ, Caesar's adopted son, Octavian, was named the first emperor of Rome. The Roman Empire. An empire is a nation or group of territories ruled by a single powerful leader, or emperor. As emperor, Octavian took the name Augustus. Augustus ruled the Roman Empire for more than 40 years, known as the Augustan Age. The Augustan Age. During the rule of Augustus, the Roman Empire continued to expand. Augustus kept soldiers along all the borders to keep peace in the Roman world. During this time, architects and engineers built many new public buildings. The Augustan Age. During this time, trade increased, with olive oil, wine, pottery, marble, and grain being shipped all across the Mediterranean. Lighthouses were constructed to guide ships into port. This was also a time of great Roman literature. The rise of Christianity. After the death of Augustus in 14 AD, a new religion began to spread, Christianity. At first it took hold in the eastern half of the Roman Empire. By 200 AD this religion had spread throughout the empire. The rise of Christianity. Christians were viewed with suspicion and suffered persecution, and many were punished or killed for their beliefs. Things changed when Constantine became emperor of Rome in 306 AD. During his reign, Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire. The fall of the Roman Empire. Rome had quite a run, first a monarchy, then a republic, then an empire. All roads led to Rome for over 1,200 years. In the Mediterranean, Rome was in charge. Rome had some wonderful emperors. Rome also suffered from a series of bad, corrupt, and just plain crazy emperors. The fall of the Roman Empire. The empire was too large to govern effectively. The army was not what it used to be. There was corruption in the military, dishonest generals, and non-Roman soldiers. Civil wars broke out between different political groups. Emperors were often selected by violence, or by birth, so the head of government was not always a capable leader. The increased use of slaves put many Romans out of work. The rich became lazy and showed little interest in trying to solve Rome problems. The poor were overtaxed and overworked. They were very unhappy. Prices increased, trade decreased. The population was shrinking due to starvation and disease. That made it difficult to manage farms and government effectively. The empire starting shrinking. The Huns, Visigoths, Franks, Vandals, Saxons, and other barbarian tribes overran the empire. The fall of the Roman Empire. The ancient Romans tried to solve some of their problems by splitting the Roman Empire in half, hoping that would make the empire easier to manage. Each side had an emperor, but the emperor in charge was the emperor of the western half, the half that included the city of Rome. The Western Roman Empire did not do well. Instead of getting stronger, they became weaker. By 400 AD, it was pretty much over. The Huns, Franks, Vandals, Saxons, Visigoths, any of these barbarian tribes might have been the group that finally brought Rome down. They were all attacking various pieces of the Western Roman Empire. In 476 AD, the Visigoths sacked Rome. Europe entered the Dark Ages. The eastern half of the Roman Empire received a new name, the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantine Empire did fine. It lasted for another 1,000 years. Fun facts about Rome. One of the things the Romans are most famous for is their architecture. The Romans brought a lot of new ideas to architecture, of which the three most important are the arch, the baked brick, and the use of cement and concrete. Roman architecture inspired the design of the United States Capitol building. Fun facts about Rome. The Romans built thousands of miles of road to connect the entire empire. These roads were used up until about 100 years ago when technology advanced. Fun facts about Rome. The Romans were the first to build aqueducts. The running water, indoor plumbing and sewer system carrying away disease from the population within the empire wasn't surpassed in capability until very modern times. Fun facts about Rome. In the times of ancient Rome, very few people had baths in their homes. Adults enjoyed going to the public bathhouse. Children were not allowed in. The bathhouse cost very little to get in, so people used them often. The men and the women both used the bathhouse, but at different times during the day. Each group had a scheduled time, although the women's scheduled time was shorter. Bathhouses were huge and housed much more than pools. Exercise grounds, gymnastic apparatus, courts for games, libraries, rooms for reading and conversation, all these things could be found in the Roman bathhouse. The people made a point of going to the bath to meet their friends and associates. Fun facts about Rome. The Romans didn't use soap. They cleaned themselves by covering their bodies with oil. Then they scraped the oil off with a special scraper called a strigil. Strigils were made from bone or metal. Next, the Romans enjoyed several pools. Each of these pools had water heated to different temperatures. Bathers went from one bath to another. Caldarium, tepidarium, frigidarium. Ancient Rome had as many as 900 public baths. Small baths held about 300 people. The largest bath held 1,500 people. Bathhouses were built all over the Roman Empire. The most impressive ones were found in the city of Rome. They were decorated with marble and statues. Fun facts about Rome.